A very, 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 very good evening to you, Zimbabwe. You are tuned in to The Connection Live Talk on Tuesday, the 27th of March, 2018. I'm your host, Mike Ove.
And I'm Evans Zininga.
Tonight on Live Talk, we're talking about youth in politics. Recently, there's been a wave of youth that are running for public office, namely, who announced today, Pastor Evans Mawarire, who said he's going to be running for councillor. So today we're going to be bringing in several different youths who are going to be talking about their candidacy in several different areas, namely, like I said, Pastor E, Linda Sibanyoni, and more. So folks, we also want to give you an opportunity to ukulikhulume nabo, so that you talk to us, kuthi mukhulukure nabo, libabuze, ask them whatever it is you need, whatever it is you want to know, so that you know what they want to bring for you as the youth.
Yeah. Mike, it's my pleasure to be here, man. And like you said, we are going to have a very wonderful night today, because we're going to be talking about the wave that's coming with the young people of Zimbabwe, be it coming from any political party, be it being them independent. And it's going to be interesting for us to find out what they are thinking and what they are looking for. So guys, to join us in our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you back.
And of course, folks, if you're looking to stream the program itself, you can find it on our three different websites, www.voandebele.com, www.voazimbabwe.com, and www.voashana.com. We're also on our three different Facebook pages, which is VOA Shana, VOA Studio 7, and of course, Katalis Ndebele, VOA Ndebele. So, ngenani kuhlelo bakwethu.
Yes,
folks, we are back again. Mapinda kamchirongwa selingenile kuhlelo. You have now joined us. Nxa usungena manje igama ngu Mike Hove, usanda ukungena kuhlelo The Connection, uhlelo lwase Live Talk, lapho sikhangela ukuxoxisana ngendaba zabasakhulayo. Lamhlanje, we're talking about youth in politics. Silaba sakula yabanengi. We have a lot of youths. Tineve chidiki waka wanda wakatali seropinda musarzo gorerino. So, sifunu kukla labo bonke. Tulochara na ovese. We want to speak to each and every one of them, if possible. Because, of course, there's a lot of youths, folks. But today, we're just going to get a number of them. Namely, like I said, hopefully, we have already spoken to him. Pastor E, he said he will be joining us. And, of course, Duduzile, we're going to have Linda Sibanyoni. We're going to have a lot more youths that seem to be hitting up there, punching, looking to run for public office. So, folks, if you're looking to join us, please put your number on the comment page. We will call you, and you'll get an opportunity to talk to them. Swanzo.
Yes, Mike. We did not come alone today, right?
We've got the power folks.
Power, folks. Aha. Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Nasi tinoda kutika vechidiki varikwese kwavaka pararira nenyika uko vanyatsobuda pachena timbonzwa nyaya dzavo vachitaura zviri pachena kuti vari kuda kuvhoterwa ndivanani vari kuda kuvhoterwa kupi vasundwa nei kuti vavhoterwe toda kunzwawo futi kune vachavhota vacho kuti muri kuda kumbovhotera vanani sei muri kuvavhotera muri kusundwa nei kuti muvavhotere pane zvakawanda zviri kuitika munyika yeZimbabwe mugadziriro dzesarudzo dziri kuuya and tinoshuvira kuti tinzwe nasi kuti zvakamirawo sei kwamuri ikoko. Tine mkoma wedu anditi akabvawo kuZimbabwe ari kuno mazuva ano. Tichange tichikurukura nawo panapa. Asi muenzi akanyanya stereki kunyaya idzi dzekumunyori wenhauka uyu. Handiti so tina mkoma Fidelity Mhlanga. He is our guest today. Mkoma Fidelity, welcome to the show. We gonna be having fun with you today.
Wapo apinda pachirongwa chevechidiki mudzi. Sungeni. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So, Chief, like you heard me explain, Nasi Mchironga lamhlanje kuhlelo, we're talking about youth in politics.
Yeah.
You're a journalist in Zimbabwe.
Yes.
Are the youth really making an impact?
Yeah, youths are quite and will play a huge role in the forthcoming elections. If last couple of weeks, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, ZEC, they announced that at least 65% of registered votes are below the age of 40. So youths are quite, they will play a huge role in the forthcoming elections. And we should, this discussion actually is important because youths are going to influence the outcome of next year, of this year's election.
Saka manzi vakavana vakafanana na Pastor Eva kuti sarudzo dzedzedu takupinda nesuo. How impactful is it to have someone with such a voice, such clout? Say, which I'm yet to discuss that with him. I want to find out why councillor. But besides that, how impactful is it to Zimbabwean politics in general? Our generation has always been below when it comes to politics. It's always been Vanababa Mugabe. You know, people of an older generation. Now, all of a sudden, Panama youths are wonder.
There's been a talk of the generational consensus, something that is pushing for youths to participate in the political sphere. So, going forward, we are going to see loads of youths participating in politics because they feel that this is their time to participate and they should actually shape the future by way of running for political positions and well as registering to vote so as to shape the future of the country.
Okay. So I hear we have our, I can't say first because you're the number one, but we have our second guest, Duduzile Nyong. Duduzile, how are you, my sister?
I'm very well, thank you.
Welcome, welcome. This is your first time on our program.
Oh, yes, it is.
We are so happy. We're so pleased to have you, my sister.
Thank you.
So, I saw, you were shaking Twitter streets after you announced, you're now running for public office. Can you tell us a little more about that?
I've decided to run for public office. I've been an activist for some time now, for about since 2016. And I decided that I'm not going to continue complaining about the bad leadership in my country, in my community. So I decided to step up and become the change that I want to see. So I dream of a better community, a one where there is order and proper service delivery. So, like right now, in my community, I live in Avondale, and that's the ward that I'm running in. The service delivery is not top-notch. I've been to a lot of countries, and when I look at other countries, for example, I'm doing my MBA in Rwanda. When I go to Rwanda for my block intensives, I'm saddened because it is the standard of living that side are far much better than our country. And this is a country that has had genocide. And it seems our country has been left behind. And I cannot point fingers with anyone else to do that job for me. But I decided, let me be that leader. Let me be that change that I want to see in my country.
Duduzile, it's Evans here. How are you, my sister?
I'm very well, thank you, Evans. How are you?
I'm good. Now, from a youth perspective, we have had this language, this of preaching that the young people are the leaders of tomorrow. What's driving you today to say, no, I am going to lead now and I'm going to lead today?
Okay, what's driving me now is that Zimbabwe today is facing severe challenges. Our nation, it's become a nation of degree vendors and touts. Our public transports, our roads, our communities, water infrastructure, electricity generation capacity, all those things need urgent attention. So what better time is there than now?
Sounds interesting. So are you prepared to take it on? And do you have a huge following of other young people that are willing and happy to run this race with you?
Yes, I'm running under the banner of the People's Own Voice, which is a coalition of independent candidates, young, committed, and dedicated Zimbabweans that are wanting to see this change happening in our community, wanting to see higher standards of living, wanting to see restored working proper service delivery.
Maisie, can you
wanting
speak?
To see our dignity restored. So I'm running with like-minded youth. There's many of us. We're hoping that we filled all the wards in Harare and make this city a world-class city.
Maisie, we are going to see the now.
Right.
Sisi akuhlaba
nje. Ngumathuma.
How? How? How?
Kodwa ngazalelwe eHarare.
Okay, okay.
Time just la busi.
Masixoxe kancane ke my sis. Awungitshele ke kuyini i coalition le? Isebenza kanjani?
I coalition le isebenza kanjani?
Ngoba ngibone ukuthi lawe ukhona. Bengithi bengibala amabizo akhona wena ukhona sengibona ula upastor kulabantu abaningi ku-coalition le. So nxa selixoxisana ukuthi okay, you're all joining hands and working together, iza kuthuthukisa kanjani wena njengomuntu ozimeleyo?
Alright. I-coalition le ingathi baningi kabaningi abantu laba nibabonile balutshwane. I think uposta lipho ngibona abantu abayi-11. Kodwa i-coalition le izangincedisa ngenxa yokuthi nxa sibambene kulezinye izinto engabe ngizicabanga ngingedwa, kodwa nxa nginabanye abantu, nxa singahlanganisa iy'ngqondo zethu, kuyabe soqala sikujekise iy'ngqondo zami ukuthi ngoba kwesi sikhathi abucabange into uwedwa, kodwa ungakwazi ukuthi into yangikhona icabanga njani, akulami into okukhuluma naye okuncedisayo ukuthi okubonise ukuthi kodwa lapho ubucabanga lokhu kodwa ayikho ayisikho. Plus futhi nxa abanye bethu abakhona ku-campaign laphana abanjengabo-Easter labo-Trust basebeqashe ama-campaign abo kudala. Kodwa imibuzo ababeyibuzwa ngabantu ngeyokuthi kanti wena singakuvotela xa uzangena uwedwa khona ngani ku-council, uzakwanisa njani ukusenzela lokho te okusithembise khona ukuthi uzasenzela?
Manje i-coalition le, are you just planning on having it njengabantu baseHarare kuphela?
Okwakhathesi ngoba sasiphunga uhlangana sisodwa khona lapha eHarare. Sasesicabanga ukuthi angenosenze lokhu ngoba sasiqasiba sibancane, ngoba ukuba izinto lezi eziningi zabe zifuna isikhathi, imali eningi yokuthi lihlangane libaningi. So njengoba sesilontshile kanjalo sizabona ukuthi kuzahamba njani, ngoba sisizwa ngabantu abaningi abakobulawayo, abakomthari besithi la babefuna ukuthi bebona oyi-coalition enje so isenzakala kumacity abo.
Hayi, ngikuzwile ke.
So
right, awungitshele, let me give you a chance to speak to Duduzile. You journalist, you live in Harare, right?
Yeah.
As a journalist, what have you seen that you think something a person like Duduzile can do to change in Harare?
Yeah, Harare has become something that not anyone is, at the moment, no one is willing to live in Harare.
Mm-hmm.
If you have lived in Harare in the 90s, you can actually see that there's quite a lot of things that has changed. Service delivery is poor. There are a lot of garbage everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
The environment has become actually so bad for anyone to live in Harare. You can see that open defecation. You can see that vendors are almost everywhere. There's no organization.
Mm-hmm.
The so-called mushikashika. They actually, you know, operate without even proper organization.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the transport system is in a mess. So I think there's actually need for that reorganization of city of Harare. They need people who can actually reorganize and bring order, and so that maybe it can become a world class city by 2025.
My Siumzile.
Is this something Ududuzile thinks she can do? Do you speak Shona Dudu?
And not our
a woman of water lens, eh?
Wadza. Swaga. Wanzwa eres rugutaro na mkoma fidelity kunokwiz. Inini muno zinwere ziripa bucket list renyu zvamuri kufunga kuti muchakwanisa kuitawo kana muchinge makwanisa kupinda muzvinzvimbo zvamuri kuda kupinda mazviri.
And as you said, I've got out and those I chose to choose to read out Tideku Kupinda Musaruzo in year 2018 Mukanzuri Arar.
Saka Makatu Tanga,
Saka Mukato Yaku launch Quedu, Dopatania Totalangura, Patanura, Manifesto Yedu, Nesat Doctor Isira Pita Mukutari Arar.
Saka tiri kuona here mangwana muchizomuka makuti mabato rezvimatongerwo enyika rakazvimiririra mukubatana kwamuri kuita muchiti coalition ndomatangira azvo kaiwai.
Ameno edu tichangoona nenguva. I don't deny anything or to approve anything, but tichangoona nenguva, but you know tingori vanhu vakangozvimirira ega vangoti regai tingobatanidza musoro.
Aiwa tazvinzwa izvo. Tine muteereri ari kunzi ari pa
kuti uDon usefikire. Don Praton, siyakwamukela kuhlelo njani mfethu?
Ngiyabonga baba, kunjani?
Ngishapo wena unjani?
Hayi, ngiphilile ba.
Right, so as you got in, we were speaking about abasakhulayo abakhangela ukungena kukhetho kulomnyaka who are all running for public office. Wena, I know ukuthi you are one of them ozabe ncintisa kobulawayo. Awusitshele ngamafisha engalokho ukuthi kuyini okwayenza ukuthi ube lesifiso sokuthi hayi lami sengifuna ukungena kukhetho kulomnyaka.
I think okokuqala we are not too young to lead. Bebesikhambela amanga ukuthi we are too young to lead, we are leaders of tomorrow, which is wrong. We are leaders of today and young people must run this country. We are ready to lead. We say this is in you and as complainer, so we've decided to take action and stop complaining.
Manje, we have nyega kota labanta abanengi, and the biggest point that a lot of people have been raising is exactly what you said. Ukuthi it's now time, so ukuthi abasakhulayo bakhokhele. Kodwa, do you not think ukuthi it's very important? This is a question that also applies to you, Duduzile, so I hope ukuthi you are listening. Do you not think ukuthi it's still very important ukuthi sibe le wisdom yabantu abadala kodwa abasakhulayo labo bangene kuhulumende?
No, right. I wisdom yabo sayifuna sibe le kodwa. I think ba right as advisors. Labo singakhangela from all over Africa. Abakhokheli bethu baqalise bebancane lapho. Umgabe was 36 sekuzapha. Burkina Faso, we have Thomas Sankara. He revolutionized and led Burkina Faso. He was 37. Go to Congo, Patrice Lumumba, he was 35. You know, Utongo Kara, when he controlled his hand, like he was in his 30s. In 1980, Joyce Mutura was 25. Umnangagwa, and long president, that is, he was 34 in 1980. So, this country, so we are not too young to lead, and as far as Valeri and Davatan, but they can advise us, they can play a role, they still have a role to play, but I think it's high time we take charge.
Manje, njengoba usungena kukhetho and you're competing ukuthi ube ngukansela, how much impact do you think you will have unganqoba?
Sorry?
Nithi, how much impact do you think you have unganqoba kukhetho lolu?
No, impact is our corner, because we have done our research. Siyabona okwenzakala kobulawayo ku city council, and we are not happy, and lathi I'm happy with what happened today e Harare. Pastor E, labo Duduzile bebamba. I actually spoke to Pastor E earlier on today, kuluma ngakho lokho, and ube kuluma ukuthi no, it's something that we will talk about le team yami. So I think it's good to do this independence singabambana. We'll actually have much impact than Utsihambe Sama 1-1. So I think it will have impact, and what happened there, Harare Namhla, it was actually a good thing. Eh?
Mm.
So definitely, we have a lot of independent candidates. So, yeah, I think Ngasibande is independent candidate. We can do a lot of change in the running of the council.
Evans,
my brother, it's very interesting that you as young people are coming in and are joining hands to say we can do this. How best do you think you're going to integrate the discrepancies between racial lines, between traditional lines, between religious lines, to make sure that you move forward as a nation, not as individualized or divided people based on ethnic groups and other divisions that you have in the country?
I think the first and foremost, the most important thing actually would be we have to accept what is Chiene, and we have to respect each other. As much as we are different, coming from different ethnic traditions, what konke lokho kumele sikwamukele and accept that and respect each other. I think singaqalisela khonapho, we can move forward. Because khangela katesko kobulawayo, there are shona guys abakhontesta ama-independence, we have all in by, you know. But as long as must respect Anna Wuken and Sicilian Jong A1 of we want to improve our city, want to improve our country, then nothing can stop us. Tradition, religion cannot stop us.
Okay. One more
question. As long as we are united and we have one goal, which is to make Bulawayo great again, then definitely nothing can stop us.
All right. Another question there for you. What makes you guys feel like you can do this as young people on your own and not integrate yourselves into already existing political parties? Like, why are you not joining ZANU-PF? Why are you not joining MDC and all their surnames? Why are you not joining other parties that are out there and starting something now is independence? We're only going into elections within the next few more weeks. Will you be ready? What's your take on that?
We are ready. But we have seen what happens with my political parties, and I won't mention the ones that I have been a member. Anyway, but I think as young people, we are taken for granted in our political parties.
So like
for example, Google MTC, they only allocated 20% of the quota system. But come on, more than three quarters of the voters are youth, but how can they allocate just 20%? Political parties, most of the times, they are just using us as youth. They are using us for violence. But when it comes to investigative, like taking part in the decision making, they are looking down upon us. So that's the reason why I think if we go as independent, it's much better, because these political parties, they look down upon, they use AMA youth, buying them beer, that's enough to them. So I don't believe in these political parties. All right.
Yebo.
Eneng labantu bayabuza basithi you guys, why are you not joining MTC Alliance? Ngenxa yokuthi bona babona ngani iparty le is moving labantu abasakhulayo. Lina njengabantu abagcweleyo eHarare lingu 15 and you are all powerful sources. Why not move libambisane labanye abantu?
Okay, first of all, anzange ngibe yimember ye-MDC. So ukuthi urani as a councillor uku-MDC, yakumele uraise ungene kuma structures amaningi ukuthi uzofike kumbe ngaze ngifike khona ngale sengile 50 years akuli space yokuthi ngiyenze khona ukuthi ngangena kathesi ngoba kulabanye ababekhona khona ngani babelokhu besithi yikho esaqalayo olesufunga ukuzosithathela indawo yethu so yikho okwenzakalayo khona ngalo kuma-political party nalawo ukuthi base besithi wena wawungaphi vele sonke isikhathi lesi usufunani khona
hayi sikuzwileke sisi
then zase kusiba le issue yokuthi ama-values kwezinye isikhathi amaphathi akhona wona lawo abe amhambelani nama-values ami engilawo so ukuthi ungene endaweni yokuthi ama-values angikhona abe-chene lawakho akurayithanga and abuza sebenza njani ngoba mina ngile value system yami engifunga u-sticker to engifunga usebenza ngayo so yikho ekuyabe kwenzakala khona kokuthi khona ngale kuyabe kungela i-space ona leso sokuthi ube ngumuntu ube to be yourself ukuthi ube independent ube nomcabango wakho olawo lama-values akho so yindaba ekhona ukuthi indaba singangenanga kuma-political parties ona lawo
hayi ngiyabonga sise wathi ngibambe kancane and then I know ukuthi ngishilo ngathi wena ngiza kunikeza i 10 minutes so soon we'll be done with you angithi
alright it's okay
right so that if you were listening to our Vanessa where they're talking saying this MDC issue for them they feel as independent candidates it's difficult for them to step into that era because you know one it's the issue of values does the party value match my value as an independent candidate In your experience as a reporter, reporting on issues like this, how difficult is it for youth to break into these parties?
Well, I think they were making very valid points because there are so many structures that are actually within different political parties. And you have to go through all those structures for you to be nominated to actually be elected in a public office, it takes quite a long time. And also on the other side, I don't know, I would love to pose a question whether does anyone need some sort of grooming through being in a political party through those processes and those structures? Does anyone need such you know, to be part of those structures for grooming purposes? I don't know, maybe as candidates we can debate on that, whether it's actually important for one to, you know, to grow through a process whereby you become a member of this, then afterwards you are a national council or depending on the on the political party.
You raise a very interesting issue right there, Fidelity. I'll say something on that before we take a guest on that. When I just an example, when AC Lumumba came back from school in England and he came back to Zimbabwe, started working, he joined ZANU-PF and ran for office within a month. So I'd like to believe there are systems.
It's possible.
It's possible. I've seen possible. That happen. Yes.
So, Master Chumuke, so to start with Natasha. Natasha, how are you doing, my sister?
I'm good, thanks. And how are you?
Perfect and extremely happy. Welcome to our program.
Thank you for having me.
So, Natasha, we've had offline conversations about you running for public office.
Offline. Okay, I'll remember that.
So tell me something. I've been asking everyone, and I would also love to hear from you. What made you want to run for public office? What did you see in Bulawayo that made you think, it's time for change? I as a youth, I as a young person, I as a female want to step into the position where I can generate change within Bulawayo.
Okay. I think you already mentioned two things. One, I'm young. If you see the situation that youths are in currently and within the city, most don't have jobs, most are still living with their parents, they don't have economic or social freedom that they should have by the time they get to my age or even in their 30s. Second of all, I'm female. A lot of females hide when it comes to issues of leadership. So I wanted to step forward and to show not just Budawayo, but Zimbabweans that females can actually get into positions of leadership if you do something and push for an agenda, make systems work within the country, even in a small, so-called insignificant city like Bulawayo.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third thing is I'm deeply in love with my city. I get very upset when I see people being segregated, roads not being done, just the whole situation within the city, people losing hope at a very fast rate, and people also not believing in any system within this country. I really want to change that within the next 5 years. I only want to run if I make it into office, I only want to do these 5 years and then go to the next stage. But those were like my three main reasons. Number one, to help other youth. Number two, to show other females that we can do it regardless of what culture is saying. And number three, to change Bulawayo into the Bulawayo I believe should be a great and beautiful place that it was before. I mean, even in the 1800s, if you go back into history, in the 1800s, in the 1900s, Bulawayo was such a stronghold until a certain point. And that's where I want to bring the city to that stronghold that it was created to be in the first place.
Natasha, unotaura here?
Mbijana. Not too much.
All right, yeah. Saka kanotaura mbijana, ngatimbotaura mbijana. You're very lucky today. We have a journalist in the house today who is based in Harare full-time. We hear a lot of independent candidates and, should I say minority, I don't know, parties, smaller parties and politicians complain that media plays them a raw game. Munoti vema newspaper, vema TV, vema radio, avakupei mkana wakakwana, weku kwikwidzana, nema parties akakura, weku kwikwidzana, ne ruling party, to be specific. We have a journalist in the house. I would like him to react to that. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that is actually true. I think there needs to be more reach out, more authenticity when it comes to the media. I think if we're going to have a Zimbabwe that's going to change, I think a lot of systems need to change concurrently, and one of them is media. So if media continues to react or to report in the way that it does, you can't find a situation if the other systems that work concurrently with it become authentic as well at the end of the day. So if one system breaks down, all these other systems that are connected to it also break down to a certain extent. So we need the media, even if it's you know, in the advent of social media, if it means people are reporting what they see and putting it up on the Twitter account or the Facebook account, you know, that should also be attached to legitimate media houses as well. Obviously, they have to check. They have to, you know, see what's going on as well, so that they remain authentic, but they also need to remain authentic and to see everything and to report everything, because other systems also intertwine with that.
All right. You hold it there. Don't go away. I'm going to let Fidelity come in and give his take on that. Don't go away. We'll come back to you. Mkoma Fidelity, murugu munzwa gara kukanda epasi pebazwe. Anzi imimi vana mnyori, vana mtauri venyaya, muvaoni vanhu vari kukwikwidza vasiri veZANU PF, vasiri vema leading political parties. What's going on in the media field in regards to that?
Well,
Well, I think it speaks to visibility. Most of these independent candidates, they tend to play the, you know, they tend to hide. They are not visible to the media.
Abaku.
Yes, actually, you really find independent candidates trying to, you know, to be, because it's up to them to approach the media. Mm-hmm. You come to the media house and you say I'm running for public office and I'm doing this and this and this and that, and the media, its role is to give a fair share of publicity to almost every citizen. So that, you know, people make informed decisions for what they want. We are not activists. We are there to show the public, you know, so that they make informed decisions out of what appears or what is publicized in the media. Mm-hmm. So we play our role. We try by all means to play. So I think it speaks to issue of visibility by mostly independent candidates.
What's and then we have to let her go. Sisi, you can be sitting at 10 minutes, so what's in Buzumbuzo and then we'll let you go, Angus?
No, it's okay.
Right. So, Umzile, Umzanu Fidelity, Esiti, in Dabale, AMA independent candidates, you guys are not visible. Isn't it the entire? Tina, Jing, and that is in Daba, we're always chasing around Daba Fanana, Lomnumza, and Chamisa, we're always doing things as Mangalisai. So, what exactly is your plan as a coalition, Uti, Lienz, Izinto, that will make the media constantly go, okay, let's give them a coverage?
Anchovela. Tina, it's a Wednesday, Uti, even La Wulonchet. Let's communicate with my journalist, Amanin. Enhlelo sonke sidinga ukuthi ngoba nomunye ososeleyo esingazange simthinte ukuthi simtshele ngokwenzakalayo, siminvite abuye kulaunch yethu so that they can talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
And ukuthi angingabi le-encounter eningi kakhulu, but khathesi kulaunch yethu vele sike sakhuluma la ma-journalist amaningi ukuthi celani libuye lizobona lokhu esikwenzayo.
Mm-hmm.
Buyani kulaunch yethu, sababhalela ama-email, sabakhokha ukuthi buyani so that you can report about this.
Mm-hmm.
So okwamanje I can't say I've had any bad experience, but I think the best thing is to approach this. I'm also coming from the corporate world as mm-hmm. well. So I know you don't have to wait for people to come to you, people like the media. You have to approach them.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have to up your networking skills and all that. So I think with the media, it's more about being aggressive and pushing and demanding, because they're saying they're the ones that tell the story, and demanding them to tell your story, place a demand on them.
Thank you so much, my C.
All
right, have a good night.
Okay.
Mike, we have a string of many other people wanting to come in. However, let's take a minute to check what the viewers are saying. Mm-hmm. We have an interesting series of comments coming through here. Pearl Chiwesha is watching with us. There's Lloyd Mandloza, Misi Hairambwi, Anzinda Pinda Pachirongwa, Makati from Johannesburg, Kane Gwatiringa. And I'm watching from Cape Town. Messi Nyakabao, Peter Jones, he just says hello. Okay, Botwell is in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mkoma Botwell, for tuning in. Maxwell Madzinga, I'm watching from Silverton in Pretoria. You are attracting coverage from all over. Hey,
mm-hmm.
We see Nison Chidakwa. He is in Manzini in Swaziland. Thank you, Mkoma. Leeford Tazorodzwa, Trangonzi, hi. Pane Isa comment pana Agrippa Shaka Zulu.
Mm-hmm.
And just send those ZANU-PF freeloaders packing. Mm-hmm. We are tired of their use of vicious, undemocratic means to retain power. The decision is in our hands as the young people.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge challenge to the young folks out there. Peter Ndlovu, Fe, Ndriku Mpumalanga, South Africa. Thank you for tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is here?
Ngibona ngani kulo Lawrence Ncube uthi azishe madoda, azishe bra Lawrence. Wenda. Bra Lawrence yakwamukela kuhlelo uPaul Ntebera usefakile inombolo Ulot Sam Chengeta, ufagi in love face. I love your tanda, Lot Sam. Shamisa and Tishke Ozedu, Shika and you, Mama. Anthony Chirongo Uti, wow, it's happening. And Nyambela Anthony Gwenzagala. The youths are we're taking over this.
Amen. don't say we. Don't say we.
Faith Cutler Uti, 2018 is a year for change. Utakuzwa L. Matende Uti, Mabumbo Mshanga, Washington, D.C. Okay?
Oh, Washington,
yeah.
D.C.
Is that for you?
Yeah, I know him.
Oh, you have fans, man. You have fans, man.
Ufaith Cutler Upindo Ati, youth shake the status quo of people who are in position of personal gain, self-serving councillor members of parliament and government ministers. Then Frank Lamp M. Portuguese says, Zalu must go, please.
If any ago guy, and the Tendekai Makoni, I'm D.C. go. Koma Tendekai, thank you for tuning in. Beatrice Savage, yeah? Thank you for tuning in.
So, Nizutisi is a lind.
Koningargubi, Imbundu Zayo, Ivan, Pastor Iargubi. Dumu Bunzam Bunzo, too, in him.
You want
to move up
enough. But Nizutisi Linda Svanyon.
Okay, let's talk to Linda.
Miss Linda Svanyon, Unjan Maisi. Welcome
to
our program.
You.
So, when Linda Vele, I've been waiting. Ngoba wena, you are competing in a very, very hot constituency.
Yes.
Right. So, wena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo osanda ukwengena la kwezombusazwe. Am I correct when I say usanda ukwengena kwezombusazwe?
You're very correct, sir. Mm-hmm.
So explain to me then, what is your plan when you're now going against all these big giants?
My plan? The basic plan is documented in the manifesto.
Mm-hmm.
The detailed plan, this is politics. Mm-hmm. You will just see action. I cannot disclose it. I cannot let everyone see my armory in full view. It mm-hmm. will just be enacted. But the general plan is in the manifesto, short 10 points, straight to the hitting nails on the head.
So tell us a little about the manifesto.
The manifesto, basically the vision, one of my main, it's the main vision with the Harare East manifesto, mm-hmm. is actually to strategically influence and democratically encourage mm-hmm. and nurture the spirit of self-reliance among the constituents. If the constituents of Harare East are self-reliant, it thus enable an environment to create and develop Harare East.
Mm-hmm.
If we create constituents that are constantly relying on external forces, even the government itself, to always bring about change, development won't come. Government is an enabler. It's not a doer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You've got a friend who's got your back.
Policies that bring development to the constituency.
Linda Ngithi, you've got a friend who's got your back.
Which friend has got my back?
Who could have msasiwa uti Linda K for a win?
Thank you, Kuda.
Yo, Kuda, I'm a miracle. We have my life.
He's a good comrade. He's a good guy. Yeah.
Okay. So, I don't know if you do. You have a question for Linda?
Linda, do you know Shona, Linda?
Yes, Linda Shona.
Ah, perfect. Inini Linda, ndine dambudziko inini rekuti vechidiki varu kungoti toda kuitawo. Makamborambidzwa here kubva kumashure kwese kukuita?
Aiwa, atina kumborambidzwa. Inini I'll speak for myself because
okay.
I'm not a voice of other youth because I haven't been elected to that position. But I will speak for myself. I didn't know what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you a bit about my history. When I decided to go into politics, which was, this is 2018, which was in 2016,
I got tired of making noise in the terraces. I just decided to take action. I joined a certain political party, and eventually I got out of that political party. I'll speak for myself.
Saka vanhu vakabvunza kuti makanga muri pinguva yesei vechidiki iko zvine zvitaona 2018 vauya vakawanda vachidedzera kuti tiri kudawo chinhu ichi. Anza yenyu ndeyekuti kudii mukanzi maimbenge muripi pesa apa mamakanyararirei?
Pesa apa tanga tichiri kumbokura. Tanga tichimbodzidza. Some went out of the country, some have come back now. So ndiko kwatanga tiri. We were still gathering experience in our various fields. You don't just wake up and decide kuti okay ndauda kupinda mazviri. You have to actually have some form of level of experience in whatever field you were in before.
Mandipindura.
Right. Nkosazana, mina, I made a promise in the city. I will only give you for 5 minutes. So, sithi akuyekela ke sishiye mayise.
Thank you for having me. Apologies. So, it's early this side. It's 2:45 a.m.
And, by the way, I'm going to do this on air. And this.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
All right, have a good one, my sister.
All righty, thank you for having me.
It's
Bye.
A pleasure.
Hey, we have a very interesting comment here.
Which one?
Pell Chiweshe says, I'd like to know the thoughts of the young people on sanctions, as I will be calling the U.S. senators today.
Right, exactly. So, until we still have our penis, that's a second.
Yeah.
Mastalelo ton. Ton! Raton, yes.
Did we lose Don?
Come again.
Right, okay.
Yes, I can. All
right. Benyisi umzulu umnumzane uEvans ulomlayezelo ku page yethu. Unkosazana noma
unkosazana.
Unkosikazi Pelchweshe uthi ufuna ukwazi ukuthi what are your thoughts on ama US sanctions ngoba yena uzabe ekhuluma nama senators soon. So ufuna ukwazi ukuthi nina njengabantu abasakhulayo abakhangena kukhetho. What are your biggest thoughts on that issue?
I think the biggest thing that we have to do, especially this Sedera thing, as kind of then would be, if we have a fun of Kale when Zagan would like keep the Amazon chain. We need free and fair elections, we need the level playing field. And ma abantu wa in control these NPF they cannot provide that, then akula muntu ofuna ama sanctions lami ngikhona apha as an independent, as a young person, I don't want ama sanctions elizweni, but kulezi zinto okumele sizilungise first. I think it's straightforward. Asilungiseni okumele kulungiswe, then things will akula muntu ofuna ama sanctions. I don't want sanctions.
I don't think anyone wants them yet. I'm going to have to let you go soon, but I need to welcome Ukes with you. Omunye umnumzana u Elvis Mukari. Elvis, Rufamba, madam. That.
Muse.
That's what we're going to watch on it. I'm going to watch
it.
Sorry, Chief. Welcome, that.
No, thank you.
So, you came at a hard time, Pane Mvunzo. That seems to be very important. Tell us, you also mun wechidiki as a fellow young person who's going to be entering these elections, running for MP.
Mm-hmm.
What is your thought on this issue, Yama U.S. sanctions?
All right. I think no one likes my sanctions. You know, and the Yama sanctions, and as much as we want to see. So we should go to the U.S. that we are going to have a free level ground as in IMA elections is concerned. We are going to have free and fair elections and democratic, exercises in America. But the issue with sanctions that doesn't affect ZANPF or men, those people who are in power or who are in leadership. It affects the general citizens. It affects Chembereri kuzaka West kwandiri kutenda as an MP candidate. It doesn't affect Mnangagwa, it doesn't affect any minister and government. It affects the general Zimbabwean, that affects the poor Zimbabwean outside there. So the issue of sanctions and
I'm really totally against it because it affects the general citizens.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know, Evans, Uti, do you have any more questions? Hold on so that we can let him go.
No, Mkoma Don has done us a very good job. We can let him go, for sure.
Brad Don, which way you've been relegated?
Just my last words, I just want to show you, we have shouted, we have complained, enough is enough. It's time to rescue our country. It's time to rescue our city, Bulawayo. Bulawayo used to be an industrial hub.
Mm-hmm.
It has to go back to that status. So, young people, let's stand up and fight for what is right for us.
Thank you.
Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
Before you go, I think it's important I tell you this. So, Pearl Chiweshe is meeting Senator Jeff Flake and Christopher Coons of the U.S. Senate later this afternoon here in Washington, D.C. And so she is going to take your comments as they came to that same meeting. She's just sent us a message to let you know that. So thanks for the contribution.
All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen, and thank you for having me.
All right. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Pakaipa.
Ngaba pinda mchirongo. Vama sure shama pinda mchirongo mkoma mriraise.
Vama kumbere.
Ai wachifara mkoma sezo mato pinda kami.
Atilofara siku.
Saka manzwa nya eripo ka vechidiki ya wadwa kuku za msaro ze gorerino. Imnoti chine zo izo.
Ai waidu ucho kwa disaisha nekuti time manje ndo ya shika nekuti kwataka abando ukuru kwa watu. I think this is our time.
Mm-hmm.
37 years, ruling party, ichi tonga, yakatadza kuti itira zvatsoda isu ichidiki saka. Takati, no, that time yedu. Ndosaka makaona gushungo wachiyenda.
And the hashtag generational G. Jesus. I want that. Tine umwe uka wechidiki adaupinda omu. Arugupinda mu sarzo gorerino. And this result. Mdo mbo chaura ona ere. Wa Elvis mkari.
Ndiyo chaura na ose shu.
Aywa. Saka chaura ine na watu ripo pari nare. Wa mkari. Pane muna dota chaura na mi. Ko Elvis achiripo ye.
Yeah,
this is the line. Wow. Elvis, are you?
Yes, Tawanda.
This is our time.
Ichokwadi, Tikuno, Kuzaka, Zakari, Kandukumania, Kuzaka West constituents. This is our team. We need to take it up. Our responsibility to push for the future. We want to see light into our hands as the young people.
Exactly.
All right, Varum.
Saka Varum ya Varu kufurira na kushoti manya kapa mepa.
Ani kufurira na mkova, ani kufurira na. Yawangu wa yedu.
We appreciate it.
Jongo wa yache kupinda mkena, tato pinda. Saka tikataza kuti tipinde mkena, nika tinoramba tichidzoka kumashure.
Aiwa, iyo ingu wa yenyu zeshuwa ne kuti zvara na asta nyato riti. Aiwa, irinderewe chidiki hili. Va nyato taura za varu kuda kuita, kwa varu kubva, ni kwa varu kuenda. Saka tinoto fara okuno kana tichinzu wa mchita. Urukuro zinotariza kuti makana anga kupizi. Ndo vimba nyika yese iruku nzwa opa ne fungwa zenyu, ne maonera muru kuita kwa tiri kuenda kumberu.
This was okay. So I'm a candidate, Mkoma as a councillor in Manicaland province in Makoni West in Ward 24. I'm 34 years. And Mulangati Rulai Papu, I think, is 60 years. But about 7 years, Zagamunye, Mkoma, Apana Chagati, Kinamabasa, Puna, Mkoma.
Panez and Dan Chiverenga Mkoma, Muma social media.
Yeah.
Vamwe varu kuti anzi gore rinoeri musape nyika kuvana vadiki vanoitambisa vamwe vari kuti hanzi muchadyiwa sevana hanzi muchadyiwa semajigis nevana vadi. Aiwa tokushuvirai zvakanaka mukoma.
Mafungirawo 37 years mukoma vana vachitonga takatirowa ibasa ndima vakarowa ndima yavo vata vakatadza kuita zvakanaka iye zvine zvitakati kipaiwo nguva ino tichirowewo wakuti vanoda usiku humwe chete wekuita senai mukoma.
Saka muri kuti imimi vanasoro jena ngavachimbozorora pachimbopindawo vechidiki
ngavaende kumba tinovapa mudya ndigere vari kumba vakauraya nyika nyika inaka namari isusu kana tapinda chete wachadya mudya ndigere vari pai vari kumba.
Ayo tinotokutendai nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma.
Aiwa ndinotenda hangu mugara muchitibata mazuva ose mukoma.
Ndizvozvo tinenge tichingobatana.
Kuti batsirowo chaizvo pakurigwa kwaimba vhaka idzi mukoma dzatakatarisana nazvo idzi tirikuda kuti mareformed edu akataurwa napuresident Chamisa anga achiteererwa mareformed ashande tirikudawo inonzi forensic test kuita vhiki revoters roll yavakatipa iyi kuti havana kubvisa vanhu vakawanda here havana kuisa vamwe vanhu vakawanda here imimi ndimuri kumusoro uku kune technology mutibatsirowo mukoma.
Aiwa isusu chedu kukuyananisai nekuita kuti vakunzwei chete imi muchitaura zvamunoda ivo vachitaurawo zvamunoda isu tinongomira tiri pakati asi tinoramba tichikukokai kuti muuye muchipinda muchirongwa kudai so nguva yedu ndo yaakupera tinogona kuzokutsvagai zvakare rimwe zuva tichikurukura dzimwe nyaya tichienda kumberi naye.
Ndinotenda mutaure ZBC ite futi seizvozvo.
Ah, zvakanaka mukoma.
I had one question for Natasha.
Oh, Natasha is still here.
She's still there. So let's ask her this one question, then we can let her go. Natasha, it looks like the program is headed towards the end, so I'm just going to ask you this quick question, and then we might have to let you go. So you know how when you are a leader within several different constituencies, a lot of people look for one important thing, which is relativity to your leader. You are running for Isigaba seBulawayo, goBulawayo. Do you not think it's very important for you to be able to speak the language of the people?
I do think it's important that I should be able to speak the language of the people, but I think it's also important that I have the capabilities at the end of the day. I understand that I do struggle with vernacular, but if you speak to me in Ndebele, I will understand what you're saying. If you speak to me in Shona, I'll understand what you're saying. But replying in that specific language, I struggle. But it's not like I don't understand what you're saying. Why I want to run is because I want to develop. I think being able to speak a certain language doesn't mean I'm capable or not capable of being development to my world. If people tell me that, you know, they're upset in the way, I'll understand, and I'll understand what exactly they want to do at the end of the day. It's not like I don't understand. I do.
Okay.
Natasha, we will let you go. It was our pleasure to have you on the show. Go ahead and do your kupera. Ubelobusikubuhle.
Thank you so much, Masi. Thank you so much. Right.
All right, bye.
So, gentlemen, we are now giving you the last word.
I had a question that I would love to pose to the independent candidates and these so-called the young
so-called.
What is so-called? So
my question is, are they running office because they want to give the change that is needed in the society? Or it's something that they've realized that there is a chance for them to make some sort of some financial gain or benefit out of it? So there's a temptation that one gets into public office if he or she finds a loophole or finds an opportunity to loot. You know, he or she may find herself or himself looting. So it's something that we have to interrogate maybe for another day.
Great questions there. Great questions there. But hey, unfortunately, go ahead and do your pair and I, Mike.
Thank you. Gentlemen, thank you. Balaleli, thank you so much. Ungena kuhlelo, guys, thank you so much. In mina Oliver Lesayo ngu Mike Obe. Let's meet next week kuhlelo The Connection, same place, same time. Lilani.
Ine ndichikuone kaini mfaro, ndini Evans Zininga, mo stara zvakanaka, tosangana zvakare. Kuma
one more time for the road. Thank you. Thank you so much.